The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt. How many times do you drive along the highway at a pretty fast clip and come upon a policeman at the side of the road writing out a ticket for some unfortunate traffic law violator? What happens? Almost automatically, you slow down to a sensible speed and pay more attention to driving safely. Nobody likes to get a traffic summons, but it's only by even stricter law enforcement that we're ever going to cut down on the shocking and shameful death and accident rate on our highways. That's why we should all get behind local and state safety programs and support any measures that will make driving a pleasure instead of a risk. A proper safety program includes not only more rigid enforcement of traffic laws and stiffer penalties for violating them, but also better public education on safer, saner driving habits and the elimination of dangerous stretches of highway. The surest way to cut down on accidents, though, is for all of us, motorists and pedestrians alike, to be more careful and more sensible about how we drive and walk. Let's all work together to save more lives on the road. It's up to you.
How's your roast beef?
Good, fine. How are your lamb chops?
Oh, very good.
Now, your butter.
Oh, all right. Yeah, take it. I'll get some more. Which one's our waiter?
I don't know. He didn't hang around long enough for me to recognize him again.
Oh, the service in this place is terrible.
You know, I always put waiters into two categories. One is the type who throws the food down as he flies past.
Yeah.
And the other is the type, of course, he's in the more expensive places, who keeps sort of hovering over the table like a helicopter, asking if everything's all right, and sort of rearranging the salt and pepper shakers, kind of patting the water glass.
Yeah, except that when you want him, then he disappears, too.
Yes. Oh, honey, those people over there looking at us.
Hmm?
The girl in the blue hat. That they're trying to figure out whether we're married or not.
Yeah, well, they must be. They have something better to talk about.
Oh, no, no, I don't think they're married. He was holding her hand.
Like a girl in the blue hat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're married. She just stole the mushrooms off his steak and he gave her a dirty look.
No, I think that look meant he didn't like mushrooms and she should go ahead and take them.
Yeah, I bet you they're married.
Unless you want to bet.
I'll bet you know. A dollar?
I should bet. All right. First, we'll never know.
Certainly we'll know. When he pays the bill, if she objects to how much tip he's leaving, they're married.
I will wait and see. Oh, I'd love to do this.
Except for diplomats, persons accredited to certain international organizations, and those who have been granted temporary admission to the United States as agricultural workers, every alien is required to report his address to the United States government. This registration must be made during the month of January. If you are an alien, here's what to do. Go to the nearest post office or to any office of the Immigration and Naturalization Service to obtain the proper registration card. Fill out the card as soon as possible and return it to the clerk from whom it was obtained. Do so without delay. Willful failure to submit this report could result in serious penalties provided by law. Get your card today. Fill it out and return it as quickly as you can. That way you won't have it on your mind, and you won't be risking any penalties either. Remember, alien reports of address must be submitted to the government before the end of this month.
Oh, waiter.
That isn't our waiter, dear.
Well, I have to do this, so to get some cream for my coffee.
I'll drink it black. I don't know how you can stand cream and sugar anyway.
Now, look, let's not start that. I like cream and sugar. Oh, could I have some cream for my coffee?
Oh. I think he heard you.
Yeah.
Let's go on with what we were doing. How about the couple over by the window? Look right over there.
Oh. All them.
Yeah. What made you say that?
They look alike.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? They do look exactly alike.
Well, I think it's true. People do get to look alike after they've been married for years.
Well, I don't think we look anything alike.
Maybe we've been married longer.
And I wonder if I'm going to grow to look like you or do you get to look like me?
I don't know, but you're prettier than I am, so I hope it works that way.
Look over there in the corner. There are two men, two women, and four boys. Now, who belongs to who?
A man in the gray suit and a woman in the, the brown hat go together.
Oh, I don't think so. Because he just asked her something and she said, I beg your pardon, with that little polite smile, you know?
Well, does that mean they're not married? Yeah. You know, she could be polite to her husband, couldn't she?
Oh, no. If you asked me something, I'd turn to you and I'd just say, what? I wouldn't arch my eyebrows and smile pretty much, I beg your pardon.
No, probably not. How about those boys? They're all somewhere between 14 and 18, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. I think the two little ones are brothers.
Oh, no. They don't look anything alike.
Oh, they look just like the man in the brown suit, that long nose and ears that kind of stick out.
No, I don't think in a group like that, two brothers would stick together. Mm-hmm. I think the boy on the end in the sports jacket is a brother to the one who's just eating a piece of celery.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so, dear. No, I think the second boy.
Wait, I'm getting all mixed up here. You mean the...
Yeah, get a pencil. You got one? You got a pencil?
Yeah, I got
some paper in my purse just a second.
Oh, waiter, could I have some cream for my... Well, I guess I'm drinking this black, whether I like it or not.
Now, give me a pencil. Now, look here. Here's a table over there, and the six people. I think these two are married, and one and three are their sons. And this is the other couple, and they have the other two boys.
No. Here, let me have that pencil. Here. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the woman here and this man are married.
Well, darling, they couldn't be. The woman in the brown hat apparently just said to the man in the brown suit, you've got something on your chin. Because he just wiped his chin after she nodded to him. You know, that little nod you give.
Well, I mean, they're married?
Well, you wouldn't tell someone who wasn't your husband to wipe his chin.
Well, they could be brother and sister, maybe.
Well, this is all very fascinating,
but if we're going to get to the first show, we better step on it. Look at the time.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get
Waiter, could I have a check, please? Boy, he heard that. Mention the word check, and they come running.
Oh, honey, look at the first couple we were talking about, the girl in the blue hat. Over there, they're getting ready to leave, too.
Fine, now maybe we can settle our bet. Now, look, if she tells him he's leaving too much tip, you agree they're married,
okay,
right?
Yes,
all right.
Yes, sir.
Now, remember, a bet is a bet, and you'll owe me a dollar.
All right,
you
all right.
Pay up, too.
I will.
Oh, thank you. By the way, I don't like to complain, but I didn't get any cream for my...
Whether just throw the check down and walk off.
Well, come on. We'll miss the beginning of the feature. We better go.
Well, we haven't settled our bets yet, have we?
Oh, well, the heck with it.
Well, let's ask them.
No, for Pete's sake.
Oh, she looks darling, and he has such a nice face. I bet they wouldn't mind at all.
Come on, honey, come on. We pay on the way out, apparently.
Let's ask them on the way past the table.
Darling, I don't...
Listen, remember one time somebody came up to us and asked if we were on our honeymoon, and we were so flattered, remember that?
Well, I don't like doing that sort of thing, really, honey.
I'll ask. They don't mind. People are human. Come on,
now. No, wait a minute, dear.
Well, of course, there's no question about it. I definitely feel that we have... Oh.
Excuse me. I don't want to attract any attention, but
what's the matter?
No. There's nothing the matter. My husband and I have been watching you, and I was...
I told you I shouldn't have dinner with you, and they've been watching us. I saw them. They were over there, and they had a pencil and paper, and they were making notes.
Just a minute, Harry. What is all this? What's all this? What are you talking about? What's going on?
Well, I don't know what she's talking about.
Come on.
Just a minute, you dragged me out of there so fast, I'm losing my shoe.
Look at the commotion you caused.
Oh, good heavens, I didn't even get a chance to explain to them. You grabbed my arm, I crashed into the waiter, dishes going all over the floor. What are you going to explain to me?
I thought we had done quite enough. Now, come on, and the next time...
Wait a minute there.
Honey, there's the man coming out of the restroom.
Oh.
Jeff, do you think he's
going to
hit you?
Well, if he does, I don't know that I'd blame him. I don't know when I've been so embarrassed. Right. I can't tell you, sir, how very sorry.
Are you a detective?
A detective?
Oh, no, goodness, you don't seem to understand. It's very simple, really. We had a little bet as to whether or not you were married.
Well, we are not married. That happened to be my secretary. I should say she was my secretary. You got her so upset, she just quit. The best secretary I ever had.
Yeah, well, sir, I'm very sorry, really.
Sorry?
Well, I don't see why she's so upset, even if we made a mistake.
She is upset because I insisted she have dinner with me to wind up a few business details before I leave for the coast tomorrow. She is a fine, decent girl. And for you, who insinuate?
No, look here. We did not insinuate anything.
Why did you think my husband was a detective?
I didn't. She did. She goes to too many movies. She thought my wife... Oh, that's too ridiculous. It seems to me...
Well, I must say it seems a little ridiculous for you to be holding her hand in public.
Please not start something.
I was admiring her engagement ring. She is getting married next year. Now she's probably getting married tomorrow, thanks to you. If I may make one tiny little suggestion, sir and madam, I assume you're married.
Oh, yes,
sir. I hope you will not consider me too rude if I suggest that in the future, for the sake of other poor, hard-working businessmen, that you mind your own business. Good night.
But, good night.
You think a little annoyed. Now, don't look at me. My goodness, such a to-do over nothing. And even so, as Shakespeare said, me thinks he doth so test too much.
Well, as your husband said, the next time you get a bright idea about
yes,
asking
yes,
perfect
right,
strangers, please.
That was just an impulse, dear. I'm terribly sorry.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Fresh as a daisy, but much more audible, is our Rusty Draper show. It's the easiest going way imaginable. Rusty Draper and his friends turn up to entertain you 5 evenings a week here at CBS Radio. Their songs are a pleasure to hear. Their humor is refreshing, too. Tonight, join us on most of these same stations for the next tuneful edition of the Rusty Draper show.
What are you doing down here? Aren't you ever coming up to bed?
I thought you were asleep.
No, I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking of that poor guy in the restaurant. You know, he was absolutely right. We should have minded our own business.
I know it. I felt so horrible about it. I thought and thought and thought. And you know how I said the girl looked familiar?
Yeah.
Well, I suddenly thought, I believe that is Edith Henley's niece. So I called Edith.
You didn't tell Edith about it.
Yeah, why not? Well, there's nothing to it, dear. Anyhow, I found out who she works for. Mr. Willard Watson, that's his name. And I was writing him a little letter of apology.
Writing him a letter?
And I looked at his address in the phone book, and I thought, well, it is the least we can do. You know, I feel so terrible,
the least
really.
We can do? Now, look, haven't we caused that poor man enough trouble? You heard him say he's going out of town. So you send a letter to his house. His wife sees a woman's handwriting. So what does she do?
Well, she certainly wouldn't open his mail. And what if she did?
Well, I don't know what you have in mind to say in the letter, but knowing you, almost anything you would say could start one beautiful peck of trouble and out of nothing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. Well, anyhow, then, you owe me a dollar.
For what?
They weren't married. Come on, Sam. Sam, you said that that was a bet. Now, come on.
Oh,
you owe me a dollar now.
Button, button, who's got the button? Well, if you're looking for a magic button that will keep you informed on important developments both at home and abroad, you've got the button right there on your radio. Just make sure your radio at home or in your car is tuned to CBS Radio 7 days a week and keep the famous CBS newsroom facilities at your disposal. In remote corners of the world, as well as in national capitals, CBS newsmen are always on the job getting the important details of every significant event. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Patsy O'Shea and Joe Silver, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Roger Foster inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.